We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. On the flip side, there's what's going on in East Lansing. And you know how I felt about Michigan State going into the season. I can almost rip up my over 7.5 win ticket
right
now.
Yeah, I think I was even more bullish than you were.
Yeah. And where did we go wrong? And what do Spartan fans think is the problem here? Is it the coaching staff? Is it just the fact that, you know, they have injuries and they just don't have a lot of, you know, talent in two key areas, the offensive line and the secondary? Because that seems to be their biggest problems. Now, they're missing Xavier Henderson. I get that. Snow got hurt. I mean, obviously he would help the defense. He's a linebacker. The secondary is really, really bad. That's pretty obvious. And the offensive line, which wasn't a strength last year, Kenneth Walker, you know, obviously made it a strength because he would somehow be able to get through there and, you know, break tackles. But this has turned into, I would say, a borderline embarrassment over what's happened the last two games. And if they go into College Park, which is certainly no Hornet's Nest Bird Stadium, and get manhandled by Maryland, then it's just the whole season is obviously over. There are some people think the season's over anyway because of who they still have left to play. And we know they'll play Michigan very hard because they always do, no matter how good or bad they are. I just can't – I'm at a loss for words to figure out what the hell's going on there.
Well, I mean, what does Maryland do well? They throw the ball. Mm-hmm. What does Michigan State not do well?
Right.
Defend the pass.
Well, that's why it was weird to read what Widman said, that they thought, you know, the game plan was to stop the run last week. I mean, I know Ibrahim's a really good running back, but you're going to just – that's the game, but you're going to throw on Michigan State.
Yeah, but, I mean, going into that game, you know, they didn't have Christian Autumn Bell. Tanner Morgan's not going to – you know, he's not a quarterback that you look at and say he's going to beat you with his arm.
But he's 33 years old, and he's got a lot of knowledge.
Yes.
He's 26.
Postdoctorate in football.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have a problem with them, you know, concentrating on stopping the run, because that is Minnesota's game.
Mm-hmm.
They are a team that's going to run the clock down to 2 or 3 seconds on the play clock, and they're going to run the football.
Look,
for
they're
the
gonna,
most part,
I would assume they'll making changes on their coaching staff. I would also assume it'll be at the end of the season, not now. So we're looking, you know, at Hazleton maybe being replaced. Offensive line coach maybe being replaced. Mel Tucker's not afraid to make changes. He does it with the players. I'm sure he's not afraid to do it with his staff as well. 248-539-9797. And also, and this is not just from Michigan fans, because I know there's a few Spartan fans who feel the same way, and I don't. And it's something I'm consistent. When Michigan was struggling a little bit under Jim Harbaugh, people were like obsessed. Oh, he's making $8 million, whatever the money was. I don't remember exactly. And I kept saying, who care? Why do you care? It has nothing to do about the, well, he's supposed to do it. I don't care if he's making nothing. If you don't think he's doing a good job, that's fine. The money means nothing. And the same thing with Mel Tucker. Look, Mel Tucker, thanks to Kenneth Walker and thanks to a really good season and thanks to the fact that LSU was open and a few other jobs, was able to capitalize thanks to some boosters to get a 10-year, $95 million contract. And people, you know, from both sides and just football people in general, he's not worth the money. And then now, see, I told you there was a bad contract. Look, if this season is not an aberration, they'll get rid of them, okay? The money is coming from boosters. Your kid is not going to have, if he goes to Michigan, he or she goes to Michigan State, their experience is not going to be any less because of facilities, because of the contract you're paying Mel Tucker. The contract, to me, is irrelevant. It's whether the guy can coach or not.
Well, yeah, it's irrelevant to you, but you've got to be able to see from a, you know, fan's perspective, how it would be relevant to them. I mean, it's an identification of good coaching or a coach that's worth be the money that a school is paying, whether it's coming from donors or the school, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying I agree, but that's, I mean, you've got to be able to see that that's the perception.
Oh, I understand it. But like I said, I felt the same thing about people who got on Harbaugh. And it's like baseball. There's no salary cap in baseball. I don't care what these guys make. It's irrelevant. Now, in football, hockey, and basketball, we have to manage the money. That's different. It's absurd for people to be stuck up on this contract. Just win games. If you win games, great. If you don't, then you get rid of them. It's not going to cost you. It's not costing you anything if you have to eat the $9 million a year. It's not costing the school anything.
Yeah, but that's not really the point. I mean, and you talk about it. Let's talk about baseball. Javi Baez. Do most people think that he's making too much?
Yes, they do, and they shouldn't, because it doesn't, it might affect their budget.
Yeah,
but I mean,
it's one of those moments where
I pronounced affect wrong. I got it. Yes, I know you guys are laughing. I used the wrong vowel there.
Yeah.
by accident. Let's go to Lord and Pontiac. Help me. What's up?
Hey, Tony. I'll help you pay the fine there, my friend.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I hear what you're saying as it relates to the contract, but I have to disagree with you, Tony, only because you would expect your organization to bring in the coaching that's going to get the most for your money. In other words, okay, let's say you gave him $95 million, but he's coaching like he's a $500,000 coach. That makes a difference. That's a big that really makes a difference, because number one, it talks about your decision making. And if it doesn't matter, Sony, well, just give, if the money don't matter, give him $400 million. What's the difference? No, you bring him in. If you look at $95 million, you would expect, or you're thinking, this guy is the guy. But he's not. I have no problem with paying him. I just had a problem with giving it to him all at one time after one season. And that's all.
I do understand that, but you have to realize, Lauren, and thanks for the call, is that if there weren't other jobs available, it was just the time of the month. That's why it was done.
Stoney, just very quick, he's the sixth highest paid coach in college football.
Does he deserve to be it? No.
But this is the class that he's in. He's in Dabo, Saban, Smart, Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly. That's the top five. Then Tucker, and then right behind him is Ryan Day.
Right.
He has not accomplished what those guys have accomplished, and then you see what has transpired the last 2 weeks. Those coaches, I can't ever remember a time where any of those coaches, maybe early on with Dabo, but they were humiliated last week.
And they might get humiliated again, and next week against Ohio State. I get all that, okay? So it's one horrible year, and you're going to say he's not worth the money because of one horrible year? I don't know. To me, it doesn't make a difference.
Now, at the same time, Lane Kiffin's not far behind him.
Yeah.
Or Mario Cristobal, who just lost. And,
right.
So,
to Middle Tennessee
State.
That's
some context for you.
Yeah, he's to me, if he's a good coach, he's a good coach. If he's a bad coach, he's a bad coach. The money, to me personally, and I'm obviously on an island, it's irrelevant.
Well, here's where I don't think it's irrelevant. I don't have any issue with coaches making whatever a school is willing to pay them, because the sacrifices they make, the job is completely different now than it was. Heck, it's different now than it was even 10 years ago with the transfer portal, with recruiting. It's 24/7, 365. These guys have zero life, and their life is college football, their team. I don't have any problem with that.
Look, I said the same thing about Harbaugh too when people were bitching about his contract.
Here's the thing. Just give him some time.
Yeah.
This is year two.
Right.
And I want to see what he can do when he starts to develop his own recruiting classes.
Exactly.
Get them on campus and see what happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.